Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT. The weekend right around the corner, and it is going to be nice, cooler temperatures, and lots to do this weekend, too. Let's check in with Russell and Amber at Happenings in the Ham. Russell, we'll start with you. I cannot wait. I'm going today, as a matter of fact. I'm not waiting until tomorrow, Saturday. The Greek Festival is up and running.
Oh, yeah. So this is today through Saturday, 10:30 in the morning to 9:30 p.m. It's free to attend, and we love this festival. It's the oldest, most anticipated cultural event. They've been doing this for 48 years. They cook all these homemade desserts and great food. Of course, they'll have outside tented seating. They'll have pastries. They'll have music, dancing, gifts, all kinds of fun stuff. It's just such a fun cultural experience.
And not to mention the drive-through, too, making it so convenient. If you just want to get the food and go on, you can do that, too, this weekend. Mm-mm-mm. Also, Cats Toberfest. Does this involve cats at a brewery somewhere? Tell me, what's going on?
Yes, of course there are cats. It's going to be at Cahaba Brewing Company tonight, starting at 4, and it goes all the way to 10 p.m., and it's a free event, and it's a fundraiser for Kitty Cat Haven and Rescue. We love them. They are an amazing rescue group, and it's going to be a model after the traditional Bavarian Oktoberfest, so there'll be family-friendly events there, like lots of stuff to do, music, vendors, food, lots of beer. Of course, you'll have live performances by Margo and the Cats Meow, so swing, funk groove. It's going to be a lot of fun. A variety of merchandise. There'll be a raffle. So free event tonight.
Is it a BYOC thing where you bring your own cat?
I mean, I don't think they'll turn you down.
All right. Very good. All right, Russell, let's talk about what's happening tonight as well over there at the Vestavia City Center. They're Live After 5 Fall Festival.
Yes, this is another free event. It kicks off at 5. It goes to 7:30 p.m. tonight. You definitely want to bring out the whole family. It's in the, you know, really the Vestavia City Center. They're adding so much to that area, and they're going to have the little green space there with local vendors. They're going to be giving out glitter tattoos for kids, candy, and more. So definitely a fun, family-friendly fall event.
Hey, while we're talking about fall festivals, too, I love the Mount Laurel area, and they've got a big one coming up on all day Saturday, I guess, right, Amber?
Oh, yeah, it's one of their biggest events, and we look forward to this every year, this idyllic town of Mount Laurel. So it's a free event from 10 to 3. You just get in the fall spirit because, you know, the temperatures are dropping. It's going to be great. Enjoy music, delicious food, dozens and dozens and dozens of vendors. There's a huge kids zone that'll be there. So just make sure you arrive early because you want to get some good parking. We usually stay for hours. We love it.
All right, Cahaba Brewing, I mean, they got it going on, it seems, all the time. And another event there. Coming up on Saturday, the Salsa Showdown. They've been doing this for a while.
Oh, yeah, they have. If there's one place you want to just hang out this weekend, it's Cahaba with all these events. So this one takes place, 10th Annual Salsa Showdown, benefiting Sidewalk Cinema and Sidewalk Film Festival. It's 15 in advance, 20 day of, 2 p.m., and they're going to have, of course, they'll have football on all the screens, but they're going to have competitions for best salsa, best queso, best guacamole, and specialty dip, and you get to be the judge. So unlimited samples, and, of course, they'll have DJs, tailgating tap room, and a hot pepper eating contest, which I will not enter because I love my insides too much.
Yeah, I'm not a hot pepper guy either, but the rest of it sounds like a blast. All right, once again, Cahaba Brewing, Saturday starting at 2 o'clock. Also, then a little bit later, once you've had your hot peppers and a couple of brewskis, we got the Tall Bike Jousting event at Cahaba. Wait a minute, they're going to be really riding bicycles and jousting?
Yes, it's the zaniest event you'll ever see. It's kind of cool. They're on these double-stacked bicycles. They're completely padded, you know, helmets and all that, and they're holding these just picture giant Q-tips and jousting. It's going to be really cool. It starts at 6 p.m., so after the Salsa Showdown, and it's to raise money for Redemptive Cycles. And so, you know, they have those charity organizations where you can earn a bike and all that, but
right.
It's just, it's going to be great. There'll be lots of entertainment there, of course, bragging rights, and just a way to see a unique event.
So no horses and long swords. Okay, well, that's good news. All right.
Exactly.
And finally, Russell, Dance Yourself Clean. What is this event about on Saturday night?
Yes, this one kicks off Saturday night, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it's at the Vinegar Art Studio, which is right there in Avondale on 37th Street South. It's a fundraiser, an opportunity to dance your heart out. It's this art gallery. They're going to have an auction. They're going to showcase contemporary works of art. They're going to have a dance party with DJs. It's all kinds of fun. And the admission is just $10, or you can get a $20 ticket that includes two drinks. So it's going to be a great time to end your Saturday evening.
Very good. All right. For these events and others, take a look. It's at happeningsintheham.com. Thank you, Russell and Amber. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too.